fidelitybrokerage.com/wealth. Investment minimums apply. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from SpiderArt Constructors, offering foundation repair for leaky basements, cracks, leaning walls, and waterproofing. More information on home preservation is at spider with a Y, spiderartconstructors.com.
It's 57 degrees on the KU campus in Lawrence. It's 62 in Emporia. The time is 3:06.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 91.3 FM in Junction City, always online at kansaspublicradio.org. Thinking about that last story we just heard, that is really funny to me because everyone has told me that when I'm doing the weather, if it's really, really serious, like I'm delivering a really serious weather warning, I do lapse into my Kentucky accent. So, because I grew up in Louisville, Kentucky, and my whole family still lives there, and when I talk to them, I sound very Southern. So if you hear me starting to twang, that's probably a clue. I'm not kidding around. Not that I ever am. But nonetheless, I thought that was really interesting. You can hear that again in a couple of hours. This is KPR. Thanks so much for tuning in today. Coming up in our next 30 minutes, more cracks emerge today in the DOJ's prosecution of former FBI Director James Comey. It was really quite a hearing. Something occurred regarding the indictment and the grand jury that I have never heard of in 35 years of covering such cases. It's really startling, so you want to stay tuned for that. Also, we will hear commentary from Rex Buchanan. It's all coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from the University of Kansas, working to address major challenges in disease prevention and treatment, sustainable energy solutions, and more. Information about KU research is at ku.edu.
Mostly cloudy skies tonight, a 40% chance of showers after midnight, lows in the upper 40s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, patchy fog in the morning, slight chance of rain in the afternoon, highs tomorrow in the mid-60s. It's 56 degrees in Topeka and 61 in Manhattan. The time is 3:20.
This is NPR News.
The high price of college has many families questioning the importance of a degree. Even Congress is alarmed. They held a hearing on the cost of rising tuition and student debt this week.
Colleges have raised their tuition often faster than financial aid can keep up.
We look at the forces driving up college costs and bring you the latest on the Epstein files on the next Morning Edition from NPR News.
You can hear Morning Edition tomorrow from 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR stations. Matthew Algio will be your local host.
Support for KPR comes from the Crystal Image Photography Studio, offering customized photography sessions and packages to create artwork that captures light and emotion. Now in downtown Lawrence, information and portfolio at tcistudio.com.
News headlines are coming up next. It is 57 degrees in Lawrence. It is 65 in Chanute. It is 3:30.
Said he is, quote, ashamed of his relationship with Epstein and will step back from public life. For NPR News, I'm Kirk Carapeza in Boston.
This is NPR.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. The families of two transgender teens in Kansas are suing to temporarily block a ban on gender-affirming care for young people. The lawsuit started in a Lawrence court today. Blocking the law would allow young Kansans to resume hormone therapies and other treatments that will soon be prohibited. Harper Selden is an attorney from the American Civil Liberties Union representing the families. He says the law passed in February is discriminatory and violates rights to bodily autonomy.
We trust parents and their adolescent children to, with their doctors, come to the decision that makes sense for them and their families.
Attorneys for the state of Kansas argue the state has a legitimate interest in keeping children from making irreversible medical decisions. Most Canada's colleges are seeing a decline in new international students, reflecting what many believe is growing unease over new visa policies. International student enrollment dropped 2.5% at Kansas State University this fall, but the number of newly enrolled international students is down more than 8%. At Wichita State, enrollment of graduate international students dropped more than 20%. Mirica Martel with the Institute of International Education says a new report is showing a disturbing trend.
New international student enrollment has decreased by 7% from the previous year and is similar to the numbers we saw before the COVID-19 pandemic.
At the University of Kansas, the number of new international students is up slightly, but overall international enrollment is down about 4%. Funding for food assistance has returned with the end of the federal shutdown, but food banks and pantries across the central United States say they are expecting continued high demand through the holiday season. Beth Corbett with the Central Texas Food Bank says a lot more people turn to food resources this month.
We're seeing at minimum, really in these last couple of weeks, a 50% increase in folks accessing our distributions. Some sites we've seen up to a 300% increase.
Corbett says people took on additional debt or tapped into their savings during the shutdown in November and December, and said that those months are always times of increased needs. She expects this year that need will be even higher. The forecast for northeast and east central Kansas, mostly cloudy skies tonight, a 40% chance of showers after midnight. Lows tonight in the upper 40s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with patchy fog through the morning hours. Slight chance of rain in the afternoon. Highs tomorrow in the mid-60s. Tomorrow night, we have an 80% chance of rain with lows around 50 degrees and an 80% chance of showers again on Friday throughout the day with highs topping out in the upper 50s. This is KPR.
From NPR News, this is all...
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
You're listening to NPR News on Kansas Public Radio. I'm Laura Lorson. Have you ever been up a river without a paddle? That's no place to be. It's always best to climb into a canoe with a life jacket and an experienced person, someone who knows the river. Commentator Rex Buchanan is no stranger to paddling down a river, but he recently took a trip with a real pro through the heart of downtown Kansas City.
I like to canoe, but I'll admit it's where they grew up. That's maybe less true today than it has been in the past. Lawrence, for example, has embraced the caw. During our day on the Missouri, we watched lots of people hiking and biking along riverside trails. Boat ramps make it easy to get out on the river. And yet, as we were taking out at Riverside Park, two people asked us about the barge that puttered past. They didn't know what it was. Know it or not, the river is still there, still waiting for people to learn its ways, its power, its contributions to our history and economy. To get out on it with respect.
Commentator Rex Buchanan is a writer, author, and outdoor enthusiast. He is also Director Emeritus of Kansas Geological Survey at the University of Kansas. His canoeing partner, Hannes Zacharias, will be giving a presentation tonight about another river he has come to know. Rediscovering the Arkansas River is the title of his talk at the Hall Center for the Humanities. It begins at 7 o'clock tonight. This is your place for NPR News from the University of Kansas, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 96.1 FM in Lawrence, lots of other frequencies too, and always streaming at kansaspublicradio.org. Thanks for tuning in this afternoon. Coming up in our next half hour, an update of news headlines. Then we will talk about the AI investment boom. About $1 trillion is what people are saying has been sunk into AI recently. Is that entirely irrational? The head of Google thinks it is. We'll get you the details coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from Heartland Community Health Center, providing whole person care at one location, including primary care, mental health, and vaccines. Heartland is now accepting new Medicare patients and private insurance. More at heartlandhealth.org.
The forecast for Northeast and East Central Kansas: mostly cloudy skies tonight with a 40% chance of showers late. Lows in the upper 40s. For tomorrow, mostly cloudy with patchy fog in the morning and a slight chance of rain in the afternoon. We're expecting a high in the mid-60s. It's 62 degrees in Emporia. It's 52 in Atchison. It's 10 minutes before 4 o'clock.
It's All Things Considered from NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from the station. And from Progressive Insurance, working to help protect small businesses and the owners that run them, offering customizable coverages to salons, accounting firms, tradespeople, and more. Learn more at progressivecommercial.com. From the Walton Family Foundation, working to create access to opportunity for people and communities by tackling tough social and environmental problems. More information is at waltonfamilyfoundation.org. And from Total Wine and More, offering a variety of beverages for gatherings and crisp fall nights. More at TotalWine.com. Spirits not sold in Virginia and North Carolina. Available to adults 21 or older. This is NPR.
The holidays can throw our usual routines up in the air, but here's one ritual you can keep to stay centered and informed. Listen weekdays to Morning Edition from NPR News.
You can hear Morning Edition tomorrow, 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR stations. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. News headlines coming your way in just about 1 minute. It is 57 degrees on the KU campus in Lawrence. It's 4 o'clock.
Other contributors include MS Now, home to The Rachel Maddow Show, Morning Joe, The Briefing with Jen Psaki, and more. MS Now is a source for news, opinion, and the world. Learn more at ms.now. This is NPR.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Kansas Tree Care. Winter dormancy is the ideal season for pruning mature trees, especially elms and oaks. More information at kansastreecare.com or by calling 785-843-TREE.
It's 57 degrees in Lawrence. It is 60 in Manhattan. It's 4:06.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio at 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 89.7 FM in Emporia, always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
KPR listeners are engaged in their communities and they frequent businesses that support public radio. Become a KPR sponsor and reach those most likely to take action at sponsorship.kansaspublicradio.org.
Thank you so much for tuning in to KPR this afternoon. In our next half hour, an update of news headlines, and then researchers are looking at whether marijuana could be a tool to help people drink less.
It is telling us that cannabinoids could play the potential therapeutic role in alcohol use disorder.
What a new study does and does not tell us about going so-called California sober. We will also continue with our wild card series. We will speak with a Nobel Prize winner about it coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from KU's Spencer Museum of Art, now featuring special exhibitions showcasing Art of the Sea, regional artists, and the sacred Red Rock. Exhibition and event information at spencerart.ku.edu.
Don't forget, time is drawing short to get your tickets for KPR's Big Band Christmas. Tickets to our annual holiday bash with Kansas City Jazz Orchestra sold out very quickly last year. It's Saturday night, December 13th. Tickets on sale right now at Ticketmaster.com and Liberty Hall. We do not recommend going to a third party. All the details available at our website, KansasPublicRadio.org. The event itself made possible in part by Dr. Stephen H. Chronister, Healing Smiles of Topeka. It's 4:20.
Support tomorrow on Morning Edition from NPR News.
You can hear Morning Edition tomorrow, 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR stations. Matthew Algio will have your local news.
Support for KPR comes from LMH Health Primary Care, providing care for patients at every stage of life across northeastern Kansas. More information at lmh.org/primary.
Up next, we have news headlines, then plenty more All Things Considered. We are with you till 7 o'clock tonight. It's 57 degrees in Lawrence. It is 61 in Emporia. It's 4:30.
Jeffrey Epstein's orbit. Stocks finished on the upside following a two-day sell-off on Wall Street. Shares of AI chipmaker NVIDIA rose. This is NPR.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. The families of two transgender teens in Kansas are suing to temporarily block a ban on gender-affirming care for young people. The lawsuit started in a Lawrence court today. Blocking the law would allow young Kansans to resume hormone therapies and other treatments that will soon be prohibited. Harper Selden is an attorney from the American Civil Liberties Union representing the families. He says the law, passed in February, is discriminatory and violates the right to bodily autonomy.
We trust parents and their adolescent children to, with their doctors, come to the decision that makes sense for them and their families.
Attorneys for the state of Kansas argue the state has a legitimate interest in keeping children from making irreversible medical decisions. Most Kansas colleges are seeing a decline in new international students, reflecting what many believe is growing unease over visa policies. International student enrollment dropped 2.5% at Kansas State University this fall, but the number of newly enrolled international students is down more than 8%. At Wichita State, enrollment of graduate international students dropped more than 20%. Mirka Martell with the Institute of International Education says a new report shows a disturbing trend.
New international student enrollment has decreased by 7% from the previous year and is similar to the numbers we saw before the COVID-19 pandemic.
At the University of Kansas, the number of new international students is actually up slightly, but overall international enrollment is down about 4%. Habitat for Humanity is planning to build 23 new homes in North Topeka. The humanitarian organization won approval for the project at last night's city council meeting. KSNT reports the council approved the rezoning of a lot near the corner of Northwest Tyler Street and Northwest Lyman Road to allow Habitat to build the 23 detached single-family homes. Since 1984, Habitat for Humanity has built more than 115 homes in Topeka. There's a 40% chance of showers late tonight with lows in the upper 40s. For tomorrow, mostly cloudy, slight chance of rain in the afternoon and a high in the mid-60s.
ER comes from this station.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
It's Layla Faldin. Look, I won't say that listening to Morning Edition makes you cool. I mean, I think that. But you might learn something that does.
One of the latest fitness fads involves wearing a weighted vest as you walk around.
Ed Sheeran has a new album that's bursting with international flavor.
The American Association of Orthodontists declared that braces have never been cooler.
Stay in the know with Morning Edition from NPR News.
Morning Edition is what you will hear on your KPR stations tomorrow from 5 a.m. to 9 a.m. the latest national, international, and regional news. Matthew Algio is your local host.
KPR's Community Spotlight program values organizations that share our commitment to the arts, education, health, well-being, sustainability, and diversity of the areas we serve, and will highlight a nonprofit each month using KPR's airwaves. Applications at kansaspublicradio.org.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio at 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 99.5 FM in Manhattan, always online at kansaspublicradio.org. Coming up very shortly at 5:01, we will have an update of news headlines. Then NPR, PBS News, and Marist put a poll in the field. It shows tumbling ratings for Republicans and low confidence in major political parties in general. Get you the details of that poll and continue our little mini-series on the future of big rig trucking. It's all coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from 715 Restaurant at 715 Massachusetts Street in downtown Lawrence. Open Tuesday through Saturday at 3 p.m. till late. More at 715mass.com.
56 degrees in Topeka, 60 in Manhattan. It's 10 minutes before 5, and this is KPR.
Ensuring young children and their parents get the education they need to thrive. Learn more at imaginablefutures.com. And from Easy Cater, committed to helping organizations order and manage food for all their business needs. With online ordering from restaurants nationwide, employee meal programs, and tools to control food expenses. At easycater.com. This is NPR.
NPR's Morning Edition jumpstarts your day like that first sip of coffee or cold water on your face. Wake up tuned into the world every weekday morning from NPR News.
Join us for Morning Edition tomorrow, 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR stations. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org. You can also tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. News headlines coming up in 1 minute. It is 57 degrees in Lawrence, and the time is 5 o'clock.
Learn more at imaginablefutures.com. This is NPR.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from City Wine Market, specializing in wines for every palate and striving to help find customers' next bottle of wine since 2010. More information at citywinemarket.com.
It's 53 degrees in Topeka. It is 57 in Manhattan. It's 5:06. This is Kansas Public Radio.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
This is your place for NPR News from the University of Kansas, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 89.9 FM in Atchison, always online at kansaspublicradio.org. Thanks so much for tuning in. In our next 30 minutes, we will have an update of news headlines. We're going to bring you up to speed on the indictment against James Comey. There were some major developments in this today. And then we ask the question, have you ever taken a canoe trip down the mighty Missouri River? Commentator Rex Buchanan has. He did so with a little bit of trepidation.
I've canoed the Kaw and the Ozarks, the boundary waters of Minnesota. But the Missouri? That's different.
Stick around as he takes a trip down the Missouri River, specifically through downtown Kansas City. It's coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from the Lecompton Historical Society's Christmas Through the Ages. Over 200 Christmas trees with vintage and antique ornaments at the Territorial Capital Museum now till January 4th. Details at LecomptonKansas.com.
Following All Things Considered this evening on your KPR1 stations, we will hear music of tragedy and music of joy. Destiny is your host from 7 to 9 p.m. We'll be hearing Schubert's Tragic Symphony, a smiling waltz, and a happy march. Again, 7 to 9 p.m. on KPR1. If you're joining us on KPR2 at 7 o'clock, we have the Moth Radio Hour.
Support for KPR comes from the Topeka Zoo, hosting Cookies with Claws. Saturday, December 6, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Cookie decorating, Santa photos, giraffe feeding, and more. Full list of activities and tickets at topekazoo.org.
It's 53 degrees in Lawrence. It is 58 in Emporia. The time is 5:20.
Student debt this week.
Colleges have raised their tuition often faster than financial aid can keep up.
We look at the forces driving up college costs and bring you the latest on the Epstein files on the next morning edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations, 5 to 9 a.m. Start off your day with national, international, regional news. Matthew Algio is your local host.
Got an old car or truck taking up space in your garage? Skip the hassle of selling it and donate it to KPR. We'll pick it up and you'll get a tax deduction. Learn more at kansaspublicradio.org.
News headlines are coming up next. It is 49 degrees in Atchison. It is 56 in Abilene. The time is 5:30.
Companies that sell GLP-1 drugs are still trying to get rid of this side effect. It's a major reason many patients stop taking the medications.
That's John Hamilton reporting. You're listening to NPR News.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. The families of two transgender teens in Kansas are suing to temporarily block a ban on gender-affirming care for young people. The lawsuit started in a Lawrence court today. Blocking the law would allow young Kansans to resume hormone therapies and other treatments that will soon be prohibited. Harper Selden is an attorney from the American Civil Liberties Union representing the families. He says the law passed in February is discriminatory and violates the right to bodily autonomy.
We trust parents and their adolescent children to, with their doctors, come to the decision that makes sense for them and their families.
Attorneys for the state of Kansas argue that the state has a legitimate interest in keeping children from making irreversible medical decisions. Crawford County commissioners have voted to block a proposal by the small community of Mulberry to annex land for a solar farm. It was an attempt to get around a county ban on renewable energy projects. During a meeting yesterday, Commissioner Bruce Blair said he did not think the proposal was viable.
And I feel bad for the landowners. I understand that their position. I understand Mulberry's position. I'm trying to be on both sides, but I think annexation, this process, if I'm talking about annexation and with Mulberry involved, I don't think it's a good thing.
Many Mulberry residents spoke against the proposal during their public testimony. There is a moratorium on renewable energy development until the county updates its renewable energy policy. Funding for food assistance has now returned with the end of the federal shutdown, but food banks and pantries across the central U.S. say they are expecting continued demand through the holiday season. Beth Corbett is with the Central Texas Food Bank. She says a lot more people have turned to food resources this month.
We're seeing at minimum, really in these last couple of weeks, a 50% increase in folks accessing our distributions. Some sites we've seen up to a 300% increase.
Corbett says people took on additional debt or tapped into their savings during the federal shutdown. November and December are always times of increased need, and she expects this year that need will be even higher. You're listening to All Things Considered on KPR.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
You're listening to NPR News on Kansas Public Radio. I'm Laura Lorson. Have you ever been up a river without a paddle? That is no place to be. It's always best to climb into a canoe with a life jacket and an experienced person, someone who knows the river. Commentator Rex Buchanan is no stranger to paddling down rivers, but he recently took a trip with a real pro through the heart of downtown Kansas City.
I like to canoe, but it has been in the past. Lawrence, for example, has embraced the caw. During our day on the Missouri, we watched lots of people hiking and biking along riverside trails. Boat ramps make it easy to get out on the river. And yet, as we were taking out at Riverside Park, two people asked us about the barge that puttered past. They didn't know what it was. Know it or not, the river is still there, still waiting for people to learn its ways, its power, its contributions to our history and economy. To get out on it with respect.
Commentator Rex Buchanan is a writer, an author, and an outdoor enthusiast. He is also director emeritus of the Kansas Geological Survey at the University of Kansas. His canoeing partner, Hannes Zacharias, will be giving a presentation tonight about another river he has come to know. That talk is called Rediscovering the Arkansas River. The talk's taking place at the Hall Center for the Humanities at 7 o'clock tonight. From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 90.3 FM in Chanute, always online at kansaspublicradio.org. Coming up in our final hour of All Things Considered this evening, an update of news headlines. Then the president has been announcing new trade deals with foreign countries. But what they are is really frameworks, and a framework isn't binding. That has left businesses with a great deal of uncertainty.
There's a real concern about their durability. Without approval by Congress, these are really political agreements rather than legal ones.
A closer look at how framework deals affect the economy. We'll also talk about the threat to long-term health from ultra-processed foods. Stay tuned.
Support for KPR comes from Andrew Sherwood, PhD, Jungian analyst, helping clients explore life's questions of purpose and meaning through the analytical psychology of Carl Jung and the process of individuation. Details at workingwithdreams.com.
We do have a 40% chance of showers overnight, lows in the upper 40s tonight, tomorrow a little bit of fog in the morning, chance of rain in the afternoon, highs tomorrow in the mid-60s. It's 10 minutes before 6.
It's All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Juana
at TotalWine.com. Spirits not sold in Virginia and North Carolina. Available to adults 21 or older. This is NPR.
Hi, this is Steve Inskeep with Morning Edition from NPR News, where we ask questions you want answers to. Get context, clarity, and accountability every weekday from NPR News.
You can hear Morning Edition tomorrow, beginning at 5 a.m. on your KPR stations. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3, K210CR Atchison 89.9, K258BT Manhattan 99.5, and at kansaspublicradio.org. The time is 6 o'clock.